Nothing's boy now climbs the spirals of his light. His tick-tock muscle measures in its closed circle. His blood's unfree flowing. Ups will bring him down to the clouds of zero.
Could we possibly see the keeper of all the keys? One key to rule them, he keeps in the great hall under the dark.
Triggering the unconscious power. each day. I'll never close the door to all these things and more in my mind's eye. Everybody I know says I'll change, yeah. Laughing behind their hands, I think they're strange.
This is Radio Zulu. My name is Reed. I'm your host. We're here under Ground Zero. And we started today's psychedelic set with a pretty risky move there with H.P. Lovecraft, Nothing's Boy, and then Keeper of the Keys. H.P. Lovecraft is a pretty interesting kind of fusion of psychedelic and jazz and even some classical pretensions there in the vocals. But somehow, it all worked. Very trippy. The opening there, Nothing's Boy, was written and performed by Ken Nordine, who, if you don't know, was a famous voiceover actor and kind of jazz beatnik poet in the late 50s and 60s. He actually just died a few months ago. If you don't know his stuff, check him out. He is a trip of his own, Ken Nordine. And the second half of that was Keeper of the Keys, written by Shipley and Brewer. Yes, that Brewer and Shipley, the guys who gave us One Toke Over the Line. They were followed by Iron Butterfly doing Unconscious Power, which for about 40 years, in a sort of Jimi Hendrix, excuse me while I kiss this guy moment, I thought the refrain was Tree Green, the Unconscious Power, some kind of a mystical druid thing. But no, it's actually triggering the unconscious power, which makes a lot more sense, but isn't as intriguing. They were followed by The Small Faces doing My Mind's Eye, and we finished up with CAC doing Everything's Changing. Up next, from rainy Glasgow, this is Marmalade.
Down. second clowns are all dancing for Julie. Ring bells on their ankles that peal out aloud. Strawberry monkeys are smiling for Julie with pearl button eyes that reflect velvet clouds. Purple drops upwards and comes down for Julie, while spotlight is dancing and drinking rose wine. Can you hear them dancing? You see them dancing, you feel them dancing.
1109, folks, in the Diamond Mine, down underneath the Cheetah Rock.
Now, the call of the inner mind beckons you to the psychedelic vibrations of the Cheetah. Blow your mind into the world's most pulsating light show. Are you ready for the Cheetah? Can you dig Cheetah's Mod Mod Boutique and Psychedelic Shop? Held over for one more week by popular demand, LA's hottest new group, the Hamilton Streetcar.
Invisible people,
plus the out-of-sight sounds of the kitchen sink. Take a trip to the Cheetah, number 1 Navy Street, Santa Monica, next to P.O.P. It's happening every night except Monday, Sunday night. A heavy special with 8 bands starting at 8:30 p.m. But Cheetah is where it's at.
I wouldn't wear too much though. Me. That's the last time that UFO stuff that kills me. Voices green and purple, they still linger on. Voices green and purple, I guess they'll never be gone. Voices green and purple, just a memory now. Voices green and purple, oh they'll get you somehow.
Guess it's time for you to see. Cause a change in the colors of life. Cause a change in the colors of life. Baby, I can see them changing. I can see them walking all around. Look it up in your flower book. Cause I think that trip you took wasn't quite enough for you to love. Cause the change in the colors of life. Cause the change in the colors of life. Baby, I can see them changing. I can see them walking all around you. Come on! Change in the colors of life.
City in the Sky. I mentioned on a prior episode that this song was written by the band's chauffeur, Speedy Keen, before he became the principal songwriter for Thunderclap Newman. And as far as I know, the only release of the song in vinyl in 1968 was a Japanese 45. My copy comes from their box set. And who knows if Roger Daltrey was aware there was actually a country by the same name, called Armenia. But hey, look, he's singing about a city in the sky, right? He can call it anything he wants. Los Chihuas did Changing the Colors of Life. I checked a couple of Spanish dictionaries for the meaning of Chihuas and couldn't find anything. So I checked a bio of the band, and guess what? They're from Chihuahua, Mexico. Duh. Before that, the Bees did Voices Green and Purple, band from Laverne, California. Only one single ever, 1966, on the only release ever by Liverpool Records. Before that, The Lost and Found did Let Me Be, a Houston, Texas band, and a stable made of the 13th Floor Elevators on IA Records, as you can probably hear. Very similar sound. In fact, I think I hear an electric jug on that song, and the only practitioner I know of that dastardly instrument was Tommy Hall of the Elevators. He probably sat in on that session. Before that, Kaleidoscope, the UK, not the LA version of the band, doing A Dream of Julie. And we started with Marmalade doing I See the Rain. Okay, we're going to do one more segment of our psychedelic music extravaganza in celebration of the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. And you can't really do a survey of psychedelic music without making a trip to San Francisco. So let's hear from Country Joe and the Fish.
Death sound, baby, oh, like an echo in my brain. You hear that death sound, baby, oh, like an echo in my brain. Well, there's a part. The black nails are pounding now. Yes, into the coffin of our love. Feel the black nails are pounding now. Yes, into the coffin of our love. We'll be right back.
Now, Jefferson Airplane.
Thank you. told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way. And I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rock and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight while it keeps on getting darker outside. Space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about it, read about it, but have you ever seen a psychedelic circus? Those innocent fun games of the hallucination generation? Here you will meet the swingers, the hipsters, the beatniks, and the acid heads who live from pill party to pill party.
find a way into society. There might be a way. Mediocrity, I'll travel that road. Some others have tried to my left. You've got so much.
Grand Canyon hippie love-in is all washed up. For one thing, sponsors were afraid of what might happen when border guards in Arizona found the usual supply of dope that follows such a crowd, not to mention peyote plants. And besides, there's no food or water facilities within 80 miles of the proposed place.
Well, it was generally considered that it was an unwise undertaking at this time. And everyone was grateful that the thing has been called off.
Meanwhile, L.A. County supervisors are worried that such activities as Diggers Free Food Service at Ferndale will attract Frisco hippies. That would be, in the words of Supervisor Debs, outrageous.
When you're in a dream, the time passes so slowly. When you're in a dream,
open up your heart.
Started that set with Country Joe and the Fish doing Death Sound Blues from the Electric Music for the Mind and Body album. Jefferson Airplane did House on Pooneel Corners from Crown of Creation. The Steve Miller Band did Space Cowboy. Now, I know Steve Miller is a Texan through and through, but for a couple years there he lived in San Francisco, as did several expat Texans, including Janis Joplin and Rocky Erickson. The Chocolate Watch Band did Are You Gonna Be There at the Love Inn. And we finished up with It's a Beautiful Day doing Bulgaria. And since it's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, there's a Woodstock story that involves It's a Beautiful Day. The disorganizer of Woodstock, Michael Lang, wanted Grateful Dead to perform, which was managed by Bill Graham. And Graham said, well, you can have them, but you've got to pick one of two new acts I'm managing as well. And so Lang listened to both groups, couldn't decide which one he liked better, so he tossed a coin. And It's a Beautiful Day lost that coin toss, did not go to Woodstock. A couple years later, the band kind of disintegrated. The band that did win that coin toss was Santana. And the rest, as they say, is mythology. That's going to do it for tonight's show. Thanks for joining us here, Underground Zero. Until next time, good night, everybody.